So there's really no question that adolescents experience considerable stress in their parents' divorce process. But this stress does not have to create lasting emotional damage. Young people who are able to muster the emotional supports around them to make it through the upheavals in the family's life can escape the problems of others who are unable to do so. So, here comes the question of how can we help young people going through this stressful life event? I think it's important, first of all, to really consider where are they in their hunt for identity, their identity status? Where are they at? That's something to really be considered as to what help they need, not only getting through this divorce, but just evolving further as their own person. The role of the community also should be to extend the necessary emotional support that these children need. And the support can be informal, as lending an ear, in a friendly way. It can be the formation of self-help groups through, mental health counseling or through your church or synagogue. And for young people who do want counseling, that counseling should help or should focus on helping them to establish an identity separate from their families. Again, identity is so important to consider during divorce proceedings with adolescents involved. And then family therapy, with both parents, should focus on avoiding the use of children as chess pieces in the divorce process. Parents need to be helped to work on resolving their own conflicts, or at least not inflicting the conflicts upon their adolescents. Working on developing and maintaining a caring and supportive relationship with their teens, and developing or taking advantage of whatever social support systems they have available. And then, of course, the school can also help young people realize that they're not responsible for the divorce, and that the adolescent, him or herself, cannot heal the break. Teachers, people who, your child sees every day can also help them to realize that the feeling of loneliness and anxiety accompanying a divorce, that those feelings aren't permanent, that single parent families are absolutely emotionally nurturing, and that young people, they can't expect happiness, but they've got to work at it, to have a satisfying life. We can't just sit and wait for good things to happen. We've got to work at finding the happiness in the life that we have and the situations that we're in. Now, of course, none of these efforts are going to eliminate the hurt, but they can certainly provide an incentive, to seek the emotional supports necessary for adolescents to cope with the hurt.